Well, hello there, and welcome to another edition of Chamber Chat. I am your host, Jamie Gilmore, joined by the one and only Gavin Williams. Gavin, okay, so Gavin, as paper flies here, we're coming to you live from the, well, it's recorded live, it's not necessarily live, but you're going to hear it next week, so we're recording live, as we do at all these events, the Easter egg drop, and we got here earlier, and we thought we had power. We didn't have power. Couldn't find out. We've had power for about 15, 20 minutes that Gavin just didn't check. So not to blame Gavin for that because he's got, you know, perfect attendance and everything. So we love him. But he did drop the ball. But I am joined by two of my personal favorites. Megan. Kiker.
Hello.
Catherine Versiglio.
Hi.
John Versiglio. Our father's talking to her while we're on the air. We got Mona Reeves just standing by the table. Yeah. And there, you know, again, we just got people just walking up talking to us. But anyways, glad for y'all to be here. Mona decided, you're up next. Be ready. She's up next. We're going to get her on next. She's like at the table going, why are these two always on and I'm never on? We're going to get them on. We're going to get them on. Want to remind you what's going on today. So the Easter egg drop, it's happening here at the City Park. We're going to have the fire truck. It's pretty unique. Let's start here. The reason we do these events and we record is because when you listen to them the following week, we want to let you know what you're missing. And you're missing a lot because these are a lot of fun. And if you've never been to the Easter egg drop, here's what's going to happen. The fire truck is going to have a big, huge thing of eggs. And they are going to drop them on the ground. And once they drop them, it's going to be a big scrum where the kids are going after these eggs. And it's fun to watch. Now, what we have to be careful about is it's just for kids. So your cousin or your father or your mother or your mom's visiting roommate from college cannot help these kids get these eggs, but it's going to be a blast, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So Catherine, yeah. And Megan, what do y'all think about this event? Where does it fit in, like, your favorite events as far as chamber events go? Is it, like, in the middle of the pack?
Yeah, I really love Christmas events, but I do love Easter.
Yeah.
Probably one of my favorite holidays.
All right, so for me, it's Pawpalooza number one, okay, Fall Fest number two, and the tree lighting ceremony number three. That's my top three. And really, two and three can flip back and forth. But the first two are always during football season. The weather's good. It's just always a lot of fun. That's my three. What about you?
The Fall Fest is probably my favorite just because my favorite is Halloween. My favorite season, or, like, holiday is Halloween.
You always dress up, Christmas. Too, don't you? You always dress
yes.
up.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I'm very known to dress up.
Yeah.
I haven't the last few years because Fall Y'all Fest. Well, no, I did last year.
Yeah.
We were the Snow White.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah,
and I was the evil one.
And I was Prince Charming, which I don't understand that. People were asking, why was that, Jamie? How did you pull that off? I was like, I don't know. I was just doing what I was told. I like my crown, though. I wanted to take that home and just use it for later. No apparent reason. Just have it for weeks later, but it didn't happen. But so that's like my favorite. Now, again, this one's interesting because it falls on a very busy day. This is a busy weekend for a lot of people. You've got Easter will be the next day.
And then spring break has been this week for around here.
Coming on. And again, let me let you how this works. So I text Gavin to ask, because Gavin's important. I mean, listen, anybody can get on this mic and talk. But Gavin runs the show. And I text him earlier this week, and I was like, what do you think about recording? Can you do it? You're going to be out of town. And I never heard from him. Well, when I got here today, I finally did hear from him later this week. But he was on a cruise. So Gavin he was somewhere where he could not text back. He could see the text.
Nice.
But he couldn't respond. And Gavin's usually very quick, like a lot of things he does. He's very efficient. He gets done quickly. But he was on a cruise. So first cruise, right, Gavin? You can mic yourself if you want to. You get your mic.
Yeah, I want to hear. Where'd you go?
All right, we're going to get him mic'd up there. Can I hear? I can't hear my headphones. Can you? Is your mic on? There you go.
Made another goof.
Gotta turn it on, Gavin.
I just got back yesterday, okay?
He's still recouping.
Yeah.
So where'd you go?
We went to the Bahamas.
Fun.
We went to the Nassau and Princess Cays.
Oh, yeah.
We just did a tour and then went on the beach on Nassau. And then we didn't do anything Princess Cays. But, I mean, we just sat around, enjoyed being free.
Was the water was the water prettier than the Gulf of Mexico, Panama City?
Yeah, when we're taking off, the water's green and murky.
Yeah,
and
Panama City.
All of it. I mean, it looked like blue Gatorade. It was very blue.
I never heard of that, but it does look frost Gatorade. Yeah.
Yeah. I never thought of it.
That's the best Gatorade, by the way.
Yeah. Every time I looked at it, I got thirsty.
And orange.
I like cherry myself, orange. But I'm I can drink or whatever. You know, I can do it.
I like orange and blue. I don't
imagine
really
like Gatorade.
I didn't realize when I was.
Do you like orange and blue too, Jamie?
Possibly. When I was growing up, you drink all that Gatorade and you're playing sports and it's okay.
Yeah.
But as you get an adult and you keep drinking, you realize, hold on a second, this thing is a lot of sugar
mm-hmm.
and a lot of calories.
I'll tell you.
Go ahead, tell me.
They have Gatorade. It's strawberry watermelon.
Yeah.
Let me just find out.
Is it Gator? Gator Lite
no,
or something like that.
What?
It's like a square bottle.
Have you had the one which is like, it's like, it hydrates you. It's got the salt. It's very salty. Like, it's just straight.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, you're talking about the cucumber one?
It's just, it tastes like a big thing of salt.
Gatorade Fit.
Oh.
And it has zero sugar in it.
Does it taste good?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. The watermelon strawberry and the blackberry raspberry.
Now
so good.
So you got to question yourself.
All that sugar gets displaced. By
if it still tastes good, and there's no sugar in it, and nothing about it's supposed to taste good, and it tastes great, you got to ask yourself, what am I drinking here? And 20 years from now, what's it going to do to me? But at the time, though, it works perfect because you're trying to get the sugar out of you. Yeah.
Well, see, I love liquid IVs. They hydrate me. Come to find out, they have like an insane amount of sugar.
Yes, they do.
But they're making sugar free now.
Yes, they do.
But I was like,
I haven't tried it. Yeah.
So sad, but they help.
And they're really good. I love those. But then I saw that they were full of sugar, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'll stop drinking these.
Well, listen, glad you got to go on the cruise. Yep. A lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going on a cruise in June.
Okay, so you're gonna have a different kind of fun than Gavin did, because Gavin was talking about 3 years from now he will probably enjoy the cruise a little more.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Therefore, you are probably gonna have a good time on your cruise. I would think you would have a knowing you, Megan. I think you're gonna have a good time on your cruise.
Yes, it'll be fun. And right. The people I'm going with. Ooh.
So I want to thank our sponsors real quick, because I'm going to be doing this a lot today too. But, you know, these people are here, and they're all – you can almost set your clock by. Venue 3131, always a sponsor. Yeah. McDonald's, the Black Family Restaurants. Oh, yeah, they sponsor everything in Hueytown. They're always a sponsor. City Auto Sales, we couldn't do this without the Hueytown Fire Department. L&L American provided all the signage for the event. Fitness 1440, the City of Hueytown. WSAK Law Offices, Moro Railroad. Hey, there's a guy I know, Michael Cashaw Jr. I made the comment to him when I introduced him at the awards banquet that I knew him since he's been eating paste. I think he still does.
Wow.
Auxiliary Home Services and West Jefferson Magazine, which is a new magazine, right? Is that
correct?
Okay, so West Jefferson Magazine. Do we know much about that yet? Go ahead.
It's coming out soon.
Okay,
that's all I know.
When will the chamber, when will we get a cover? We should all be on the cover of that. We get our first magazine cover.
That's a great idea.
I'll have to talk to the director. Yeah.
Get make that happen.
Of the chamber.
Make that happen.
Yeah.
And then we should all, like,
director.
I think every so often we should have, like a chamber member should have a bio in there and be, like, the chamber member of the month.
Spotlight.
Yeah.
You're coming up with all these ideas.
Also, we can't forget Reliable Signs as a sponsor, too.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. So these are all people that are helping us out, and we greatly appreciate it. There will be crafts and games at this thing. You can't do an Easter event without crafts and games. We got Pleasant Ridge Baptist Church, the First Methodist Church of Hueytown, Crossroad Baptist, Kingdom of Hope, North Highlands Baptist Church, Hueytown Baptist, Concord Baptist, and Hope Marshall Church. They're all here with crafts, with tables. We thank them very much. So the Easter Bunny here is going to make an appearance. Is that true? Can we get confirmation on that?
Confirmed.
Okay. What does it take? What do you have to
10-4.
So that's going to probably be the most popular person on campus today. What do you think?
Or the drop. Of the eggs to the running and the screaming.
There's also, I heard.
Come on, give it to us.
An inflatable egg.
Really?
Yeah.
You're getting a scoop here. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Now, if you listen to this, it's going to be late in the game. This has already happened. But
you've missed it.
For next year, this is why you should come to this event.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the junior ambassadors
and
real quick.
There might be one other.
Oh, another little perk?
A little carrot.
It may be a carrot running around.
Wow. A carrot. Actually, a carrot.
A carrot.
A carrot.
Running around.
Okay, a carrot running around.
I don't like carrot cake.
And I do.
What?
It's because of my dislikes for carrots, but people always tell
me. You can't taste the carrots. It just makes it moist. It makes it, you know, I don't like that word.
Yeah, yeah. Don't say moist on the air.
Cut that out, Gavin.
It's out of here. We're not going to have that. But, you know, like, I know people tell me that. They're like, the same thing. So, it's not carrots. You can't taste the carrots. It's not carrots. But I go, it's in my mind. Like, I eat it.
Okay,
I hate
so if you don't like it, you need to try Edgar's Bakery's carrot cake. It has pineapple in it.
Okay,
do you like pineapple?
By itself. Like, not on pizza, not on a cake, but like by itself.
Pizza.
But if I'm going to Edgar's, I'm doing strawberry cake. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah,
sure. Well, of course.
Thank you. Leah Andrews, you can hear in the background.
That's what I get every year for my birthday, but their carrot cake.
Oh, I'm telling you, if I'm going to Acres, we're walking in. I'm walking out with a strawberry cake. I mean, and I'm not saying any other cake's not good.
Or a lemon tart.
It's strawberry for me. I mean,
I love their strawberry. Yeah. I have their strawberry all the time.
Okay. Didn't somebody bring it? Do we have that at an event, like a meeting one time?
Michael brought it, I think.
Thank you, Michael Cashaw. You know what? I'm not going to make fun of him about paste anymore. I'm going to embrace him and his cake-bringing ways. That's great. So let's talk about the Junior Ambassador Program. We got several of them around here. We might have a couple. Might get a couple on. Those guys, here's what's funny about the Junior Ambassadors.
Gavin's one, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gavin's in every... Gavin's
the Arts Council.
He just found out he's the mayor's assistant. I mean, he's... I mean, this guy does everything. Every time I turn around, he's in an event. Chamber, Catherine was just hit by a sign.
I'm good.
In the forehead. But she's a trooper. She's going to continue to march on. It just keeps flying. We're just going to put this... Yeah, we're going to put this right here. It's going to be a tough day for stuff that is not bolted down.
Yeah.
But every time we have a junior ambassador, it's so funny. They'll walk in and they're like kind of nervous. You know, we have them on an episode. They're kind of like a little scary. They're like a little, I don't know if I want to do this. And man, by the time we get talking and rolling, you can't get them shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, they just keep talking and talking, which I think is great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think
they act like they're all shy, but
yeah.
The ambassadors.
They're not. Yeah.
No, they're not.
The junior ambassadors.
Yeah, they're not shy.
They're not shy?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't met one
they're
yet.
Fun.
I haven't met one yet that is.
Yeah.
And they're fun. And again, this is so I got here this morning. I rode in here about 9:30, 9:43-ish, somewhere around there. And they were already here working. So you got to mean, they're always constantly doing
something. Oh, and was his name Jackson? Nicholas was here like bright and early helping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
at 8 o'clock.
Gavin was here at dawn. I mean,
dawn. Wow. Yeah.
Actually, you just camped out here. Didn't you have like a tent underneath the? Yeah. I mean, this guy's always, he's always early. He's always at an event. He's always doing his thing. It's amazing.
He's great.
We can do that. Yeah, absolutely. We'll get a couple of firefighters. I know that y'all be happy about that. So, yeah, let's get them on. Let's get the firefighters on. Yeah, have a seat, Leah, and she gets back. How are you? You can join us real quick.
Good morning.
What's your task today? What's your chore?
I don't know that. I just got done stuffing some last minute eggs with some last minute goodies.
Okay.
And now I'm just waiting for the fun to begin, I guess.
It is. 11
starts
o'clock.
In 30 minutes.
11 o'clock.
30 minutes.
11 o'clock, I'll be on stage. Down. And then 11:30 will be the drop. Now, my most important job today, guys, is I've got to announce this multiple times. Parents, stay back.
Yes.
Parents, stay back. You know, I had so much fun kind of watching it from atop the stage last year. I'm sitting there going, man, this is a big scrum. I mean, this is almost
holy cow, I know.
This is a reality show waiting to happen.
Should we have an adult Easter egg drop?
You need some large grown men out there, bouncers, like going, no, stay back.
Oh, my goodness. Definitely way more chaotic than I thought it was going to be.
Are you kidding me?
But it was fun.
It was pure chaos.
Well, I always have in my mind, like, what could go wrong? And then all the things go wrong. And I'm like, wow, why did I not see that coming?
Yeah. Well, I will say this. Anytime.
Why did I think that was going to go better than I thought it was going to go?
Anytime you have a group of people, a big group of people, if it gets a little out of hand, it runs the risk of really getting out of hand. You know, I mean, if it's a concert, if it's a big group of people, it's hard to control a big, because once one thing starts, it's a domino effect.
Well, I think we learned from last year what to do different this year. So I have a feeling it's going to go smoother this time.
I think so, too. I think we're prepared. We're professionals.
Every year it gets better. We learn from the year before.
Sure.
It just keeps getting better and better. Yeah. So
we're
evolve.
I think we're event pros now.
We
can take this show on the road. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we know what we're doing.
Easter egg drop coming.
Easter egg drop coming back. We'll see you in Chattanooga next year. We'll split off and do it here.
That's
and you know, you don't have to just do it. We'll just do an egg drop on just random Saturdays.
Yeah.
Does this got anything to do with Easter? No, it's just an egg drop.
It's just an egg drop.
It's all right.
We've just perfected the
it's
egg
just
drop.
Get the perfection here to do this. But yeah. So we'll continue. Want to remind everybody, this happens every year. City Park. If you haven't been to City Park, if you haven't seen it, how great did it look during Christmas? And now it's looking really good.
Yeah.
All right. So we got some guests. We're going to put the guys on here.
Yeah.
All right. Woo-hoo. So we'll get y'all step off. We'll get you back on in a second. We're going to get some special guests. The firemen here. Go ahead, guys. Have a seat.
Come on, Kate.
Yeah.
No,
hey, there's nothing to be nervous about. I'm going to just ask. We're just going to talk.
These two are professionals.
They are professionals. They're professionals. All right. So how's it going?
Good.
Are you going to speak for everybody, I guess?
No, I'm hoping they'll come sit down.
All right.
This is Cade.
Cade, what's going on, man?
Our new guy.
All right. So you've been on the podcast before. You're a veteran.
Yeah.
right?
I guess.
Yeah. You've been on it before. It's no big deal. So first time you ever done a podcast, 4K?
No.
No, no, no. Are a little nervous?
Not really.
I mean, y'all guys fight fires, so this right here has to be, like, easy peasy, right?
Not too terrible.
Yeah. I just, I just finished watching the season finale of Station 19, and y'all probably haven't seen the show. Fantastic show. It makes what y'all do look, is it, like, it's exciting. Y'all are saving, they're saving lives every, like, burning down buildings. It's fantastic. Do y'all ever watch those shows? Because it makes firemen really glamorous, and I'm sure it is.
I used to watch Rescue Me. I don't know if that qualifies.
Squad 51.
Here's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing there's not a huge, big, just huge building fire every day in Hueytown. I'm pretty sure, right?
No.
That's not happening.
No.
But on television, all these fire, I mean, there's several fire shows, and, like, every day there's some kind of just massive emergency, and you're watching it, you're going, man, I just feel bad for it. That seems like that's very dangerous.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure, large metropolitan areas that have a lot of call volume.
Yeah. So, it's probably, you could listen to this, an episode we recorded back in the summer with the firemen, but we talked a little bit about it. But what are most of the calls that y'all go on? What are the most things y'all deal with?
Right now, we're about 65% medical calls.
Okay. All right.
And 35% fire calls. And fire calls could be anything from an assist occupant.
Sure.
To a house fire, to a gas leak, to
anything.
You know, anything like that. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and so to be a fireman in Hueytown, do you prefer to be paramedics first? Is that what we talked about?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. So you have to do that first, right?
Right.
Now, as paramedic school, is it a different from a fire school? For all the people that are interested in joining, is it different from fire school, or is it the same school?
It's the same school. And what I'm going to do right now...
Go ahead.
...is I'm going to let Cade...
Cade, all right, Cade.
Cade has got out of rookie school in what, November?
Yes.
November. So he's fresh, been a paramedic a while.
Okay.
So just kind of explain to him the process that you went through for us to hire you and all your stuff that you had to do.
Came in with my medic license.
Let's push that mic a little closer to you. Yeah, go ahead, Kate.
I came in with my medic license. It was a 16-month program.
Okay.
I done. I came here. I had to take CPAT. It was a physical agility test.
Okay.
And he knows what that stands for.
I remember that. Yeah, we remember that episode. So tell us what that stands for. Go ahead and redeem the fireman here.
Candidate.
Yeah, candidate physical ability test.
Okay, right. There you go. Look, all right, good. Because the first time I made the mistake of asking that question, and nobody was like, oh, I should have asked that. So what was the hardest part of your training? What was the most difficult part for you?
Probably just recruit school.
Okay.
Pretty difficult in and of itself.
Was it the physical part? Was it? I'm guessing there's a classroom part component too. Which one was the most difficult for you?
More probably the mental game.
Okay.
Just having to go every single day of the week just got tiring after a while.
So have you always, is that something you've always wanted to do, to be a fireman? Okay. And are you from the Hueytown area?
No.
No. Okay. But what made you want to come to Hueytown?
I just heard good things.
Good reputation? Of course you did. All right. Good. And so this is your first job ever as a fireman? Like your first?
Yes.
Okay. How's it going so far?
It's going pretty good.
Good. Anything that's like, wow, this is tougher than I thought, or has it been pretty much status quo?
Status.
Good. All right. Well, today we're going to be dropping. So, people that don't know, tell us why y'all are going to do these eggs. I think it's interesting to watch how y'all going to make this happen. We're going to have the egg drop, and y'all are going to do this.
Yeah. So we're gonna take our ladder truck and raise it up and put the eggs in the platform and drop them out for the kids.
Okay. We were talking about this last year. This is interesting because it can become kind of a scrum with these parents getting involved. But y'all don't have anything to do with that. Y'all are just dropping the eggs.
Yeah, we just dropped the eggs, and y'all are responsible.
Y'all just let it go. Well, listen, looking forward to it. Thank you for all y'all do for the city. Keeping us safe. We greatly appreciate it. Kay, best of luck in your new career.
Thank you.
And I think you're going to be great. And you picked a great fire department to work with. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Hey,
always
you.
A pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jordan.
Be good. Hueytown firemen shaking my hand, and again, they're going to be here dropping stuff. It's going to be such a great day today. Gavin, do you think I'd be a good fireman?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of training, but yeah, I think you can handle it.
Mona would like, so I got you a seat here. You're always asking me, why can't you be on here more? And I've got you right now. You just happen to walk by. We got the mother-daughter combination as we get ready to wrap this event up and get ready to get it started. So, how you been? We haven't talked in a while. How you been? I hadn't seen you since the awards banquet.
Good. Really busy.
Really busy?
Well, Chamber's got stuff going on all the time.
Yeah, Chamber's a bunch of rock stars.
We are just rocking and rolling.
So, I asked this earlier, and I don't know if, Lee, if you were over here yet, but I asked Catherine and I asked Megan, favorite event we do. Where does this fit in that category?
Where does this fit?
Yeah, and what's your favorite event? Where does this fit?
My favorite is Fall Y'all Fest.
Okay. All right. So somebody took somebody else's answer.
But I will say that the girls' day is very neck and neck for number one. I just think that's so fun. And I don't know. I like the Easter egg. I like the Easter egg drop. It's not my favorite, but I do like it.
Well, I've already said, so this is, I mentioned this earlier in the episode, but I'm going to go ahead and do it again. If you're just joining us, shame on you. Number one for me is Pawpalooza. Number two is Fall Y'all. And number three is the tree lighting. That's my top three.
Okay.
That's my top three.
My top three is Fall Y'all Fest, Girls Day, and
take your time.
I am. Listen, there's a lot to choose
clearly
from.
There
is.
Days.
It is a lot. It is a lot to choose from. I mean,
a lot
I was being,
to choose from.
And clearly, you are taking your time.
That it wasn't always this many to choose from, which is a good problem to have, I guess. Yeah. Probably the tree lighting.
Okay,
so
tree lighting.
So that's Girls' Day and tree lighting.
Okay, good, good, good. Those are great. Listen, first we said this. All the events are fantastic, and this one's interesting because there's probably more parental involvement when there shouldn't be in this egg.
Yeah. I would agree.
We're going to see how that works today. I've talked about it a few times. I'm going to be on stage watching safely from the stage. Mona, what's your favorite events?
The Fall Y'all Fest.
Okay.
Because the weather, because of the time of year. And it's just something that we can prepare ahead of time and kind of enjoy while we're there. We don't have to work the whole time we're there. Second, I think, is going to be the Women in Business.
Okay.
We've only done that the one time, but that was great.
I heard I couldn't make that trip. I couldn't make that, but I heard it was fantastic.
It was.
Yeah, I couldn't be there either, but I heard
fantastic.
It was awesome.
So that's now among my favorites. And then probably just the good old parade.
Yeah, me and you get to literally spend quality time together on the stage.
I get to spend that day with you, Jamie.
I know. And you know, I'm sometimes a little mad that I don't get to ride the float or
same.
But I didn't think I'd rather be on the table. You know, that's what we do. That's what we do. Speaking of, real quick, I want to remind everybody, coming up on, it's the Girls' Day Out. It's going to be on April 6th from 10 to 4. It's going to be an indoor event. It's the Hueytown Chamber Spring Market. It's at Venue 3131. If you haven't been to Venue 3131, it is an absolutely beautiful facility. They have a lot of things, our events, weddings there. It's going to be boutique clothing, home decor, jewelry, ladies boutique clothing, handmade soaps. That sounds fun. Jewelry, candles, crafts.
You know Jamie loves some scented soap now.
I do. Let me tell you something.
Is it Candy Apple?
Candy Apple is my go-to body wash from Bath and Body Works.
If you don't make Candy Apple, here's your warning. Jamie loves.
Yeah, Candy Apple is my go-to.
Candy Apple soap.
But if anything lavender in the title, I get excited. Anything lavender in the title,
well,
I'm fired up. Give me some lavender.
You're such a delicate flower, Jamie.
I'm fragile. People don't know that, Gavin, but I'm extremely fragile. What do you think? Okay, so if you've never been to an event, we have these chamber shirts. And I think, is this lavender or pink? What is this color?
I call it lavender.
It's
okay.
Magenta.
Magenta. See, if you put
fuchsia. No.
No, it's probably.
It's not lavender.
Is it not lavender? It's kind of a pinkish purple. What would that be?
Fuchsia.
Fuchsia. Okay. All right. Mona, you seem hard.
Mama's giving me a look. I can see it through her sunglasses.
Fuchsia's dark.
Is it fuchsia kind of a reddish color?
It's dark. Yeah, it's a darker color.
Because I've had some fuchsia body wash before,
but
so I know
just
exactly.
Fuchsia body wash.
Yeah.
Jamie, you got to be careful about what you tell people.
I am just happy that you are secure in your masculinity and you are proudly wearing your lavender.
I'm an open book when these things. You know me. I've told everybody I cried at the end of the notebook. I still do. It still gets me. You know, I get a little misty eyed during the carnival scene in Greece. These things do this to me.
What Greece? What scene in Greece?
The carnival at the end. The carnival scene when they're all graduating.
Yeah,
and, you know, and you know. and you know, Rizzo takes Kaneki back, and they should have been together the whole time. Gosh darn it. You know? I mean, come on. What are you doing, Rizzo? I mean, come on.
I mean, get it together, Rizzo.
So once again, before we get out of here.
If you're not with Kaneki, what are you even doing here?
Exactly. Come on. I didn't, you know what? It's one day. We haven't done that. We're going to like a movie review. We might add that to the podcast. Do a movie review just for the crew. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that would work.
I think that would work. Absolutely.
A movie review.
Yeah, we'll all watch a movie and do like a 5-minute review. What do you think? Yeah,
I thought you meant like a Mount Rushmore, which I felt like we had done a movie Mount Rushmore. Or for Christmas movies, I guess.
We haven't done movies with John Travolta, though. And there's so many to go with that. Come on.
Oh.
Some are very obscure, too. Yeah. Those are good to drag out of the vault.
Urban Cowboy is definitely in mine. It's over with. It's over with. All day long. Urban Cowboy.
Man.
Come on. And the fact that I never got to go to Gilly's in Houston still bothers me.
Was it John Travolta that did a movie in Hueytown? Wasn't that him?
Oh, was it? Yeah. So somebody said it was a race car movie, right?
Yeah. Did you watch it?
I have not seen it. No.
Is it out?
What is it?
So
Dragon
we got people.
Paint?
Trading paint.
Excuse trading me. I can't
paint.
Hear.
Hey, McConaughey did one locally, too.
Yeah, it was this summer. He kind of.
Is it out?
I don't know if it's out. It usually takes a second. Because, you know, that strike messed up a lot of people. Messed a lot of stuff, so everything got backed up.
Yeah. Oh, man. My husband and I just was talking about that. Because we've been watching, you know, we have our shows that we watch.
Sure.
And he was saying, well, what are we going to do when this goes off? And I said, I don't know, because it was supposed to, part two was supposed to come out a month ago. But, yeah, that writer's strike really messed a lot of people
messed
up.
Messed all those
we
shows up,
Outlander,
yeah.
And we watch...
The Summer I Turned Pretty, it's a great show. Fantastic show.
You watch that? Hey, what's that new movie?
Yeah.
I watch a lot of TV I shouldn't watch, but yeah. Like,
Stranger Things was supposed to
Stranger Things is good.
Season 5 was supposed to come out
the last
already.
Season, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But it's all super delayed now.
It is. So, Leah, would you like... In a second, we're gonna call it a day and get ready to do this event. Would you like to pick the go-home song? You've never had before. It's an opportunity for you to pick the go-home song. I mean, it's, you know. Mona, you usually like my picks for the go-home song, right?
Yeah. So far.
Yeah,
so far.
I've been pretty good.
Yeah.
A little Weezer.
You do a good job, yeah. I'm not a huge Weezer fan, but I like that song a lot. I remember the one you're talking about.
That's how it was Happy Together, right?
Yeah, Happy Together. Yeah, I downloaded that.
That whole album is an album of covers.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a whole album of covers, check it out.
Typically,
yeah.
I'm not in all that into Weezer, but,
No, the world isn't.
but if I like a song, I like a song.
There you go.
There it is.
You know, one of the things I try to do with the go-home song is I like a good cover and I like obscure. Yeah, so I was just looking at that. There's a big thing of smoke that's coming from somewhere.
But have you not heard the myriad of fire trucks that have gone by?
Yeah.
In the last few minutes.
Well, I haven't because I've been focused with headphones on. But so there's fire trucks going that way, but there is a big thing of smoke. So hopefully that's taken care of. We're sitting here at City Park.
Well, weren't they saying though that out by the high school there was a huge
was it
area
a
on fire?
Was it like a brush fire kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that, but I don't know if that's 100% sure or not.
Well, they showed it on the news. There was a fire. It's just where.
Yeah,
it
where
was.
Was that? Yeah, where
exactly
it was located.
Where it was.
So real quick, before we get out of here, I want to thank once again all the sponsors, Venue 3131, City Auto Sales, the Hueytown Fire Department, who will be dropping the eggs, L&L American, McDonald's, the Black Family Restaurants, always supporting stuff in Hueytown, 15 Fitness, there you go, that's not easy to say, 1440, City of Hueytown, WSK Law Offices, Mora Railroad, Michael Cashaw Jr., the one and only, Auxiliary Home Services and West Jefferson Magazine, which is a new magazine that is coming out, and I saw the cover of the first one. It looks super, super cool, and I think the chamber should definitely at some point in time be on the cover. We got all kinds of food trucks that are here, and again, remember, you'll hear this after the event's over with, but the reason that we broadcast from these events is to tell you what you're missing. You need to start showing up, and Hueytown has always got something going on every month. We're booked almost all the time. And so come out, be a part of it, celebrate the community, and enjoy yourself. Enjoy everybody. So do you have a go-home song, Leah?
Kinda.
Well, go ahead and announce it.
What's that song? Here Comes Peter, Cottontail.
Okay,
so. Hopping down the bunny trail.
So that's what Catherine said. So who sings
really,
that?
Really, Catherine said that
Catherine,
too?
Y'all
okay,
are great minds. Okay, so do you know the name of the song?
I mean, no.
Okay. All right, so Coach Coyne, you edit this. Here is your task for this week. You have to find this song, Here Comes Peter Cottontail. We don't know who sings it. You have to find it. But if not, Coach Coyne, I am nominating you. If you can't find it, I am nominating you to pick the go-home song. Now, there's a good chance that he won't find it on purpose because he's going to pick something from the 80s.
Oh,
I guarantee
man.
This. Some kind of glam. I guarantee it.
I'm
but
so
hey.
Glad I just embarrassed myself singing it on the podcast.
So Pat's into hair bands?
Well, a little bit, maybe.
Can I give a little message to Pat?
Sure, go ahead. Mona would like to say something to Pat.
He hates Halloween, by the way.
And he does, yeah, he does.
He hates Halloween.
He hates Halloween, but he's into hair bands.
So go ahead, Mona. Give.
Wanted to tell him, you know, be mindful of when the parade is and go ahead and mark your calendar, sir, because you have a date.
There you go. Coach Quinn, you're back again as lead judge. We don't know what that means. There's no money involved, but.
Well, actually, there used to be.
Oh, yeah. I remember that well. I remember that as well.
Yeah, nobody ever cashed their checks, so we quit writing them.
Well, anyway, thank you so much. I hope that everybody enjoyed listening to this episode. And until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Bringing every girl and boy baskets full of Easter joy. Easter.